Big question for Jerry. Quick, Quick, March 9, 1937. Address as a letter to Dr. Larry Larry Bennett, Bennett, 7729522. Dear Dr. Bennett, follow up Mr. Quick. Chronic kidney disease, probably diabetic nephropathy, hypertension. Last busy September, comes accompanied with wife and son. He's extremely hard of hearing. Multiple falls, including just a few days ago. Woke up in the emergency room, apparently negative. Denies loss of consciousness. His appetite is down. Weight from 211 down to 199. No vomiting, dysphagia. Frequent loose stools, but no bleeding. No changes in urination. No infection, cloudiness, or blood. Chronic dyspnea, but no oxygen or sleep apnea, SIPA machine. Atypical chest pain or discomfort, not on activity. Other review system negative. Medication list review. Notice Eliquis, Coric, ARV, Diovan, Lasix, potassium. Tracing weight 199, blood pressure by nurse 114/82. Distant breath sounds, no RALS. Irregular rhythm, no pericardial rapt, tympanic abdomen, no tenderness. Minimal edema, hard of hearing, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistry in January, creatinine 2.0, which is baseline. GFR 30, stage 3 to 4, normal electrolyte acid base, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 12.7. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3 to 4, stable, no progression, no indication for dialysis. Blood pressure in the low side. I did not change blood pressure medicines. Continue present diuretics, ARB, Diovan, Coric. Blood test in the emergency room shows a high potassium. I'm decreasing the potassium to only once a day. There has been no need for EPO treatment, no need for phosphorus binders, no need for bicarbonate replacement. Chemistry is stable. Also discuss patient and family. Come back on the next 4 to 6 months.